now before we get to the great man, I just need to just play a little cheeky thing that may have happened at the end of the show yesterday.
We're also going to catch up with the coach of the Fremantle Dockers.
There was a video on Twitter of Justin Longmuir taking a swagger across
just,
the
he's
car
just walking
park.
Walking, normally,
it's a swagger. It's a nice walk, and we were just politely watching him walk nicely across the car park.
Uh-huh. Janine, our producer, what did you just type in our little chat box here that we've got?
They're doing quite well, the Dockers are.
Yes, it's the walk of a winner.
Oh, and look who's here.
He was the club's number two draft pick in 1998 and these days calls the shots as head coach. Part of the Mix 94.5 family.
Oh, no, hang on a sec. This isn't going to do. I want this instead.
That's a better idea. That's a better
idea. This is a way better opener for him. Hello, coach of the Fremantle Dockers, Justin Longmuir. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be back.
Are you aware that you've become a sex symbol?
No, that's definitely not the case. That has actually been rehashed. That was post lockdown last year. Someone took that. And
really?
It's not a swagger. I've got a bit of a sore knee.
really?
And it's a little bit of a limp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. You should limp more often. I mean, I'm not.
Justin Longmuir has made arthritis look sexy.
I don't want to make it weird in here, but you're an attractive man. But that walk really works for you. Oh, has anyone ever told you that you have a sexy walk?
No. I might have put a little bit on that. I'm a footy coach.
All right, come on, Kimber. Football question, please. What's your favourite colour?
We've been hanging out all year.
I know.
You know, he doesn't need to be scared.
No. Just one week at a time. Take it one walk
at a time.
let's get to the game tonight because it is it's a big one for a number of reasons. Obviously, you know, it's great to see the Dockers get into the top eight, even better to see it above the West Coast Eagles. but tonight there's a special thing happening tonight. It's the Starlight Purple Haze game. It's Millie Lucas's night tonight. Mm. And we're excited to see the boys run out in the jersey designed by the brother and sister, but even more so to see the crowd stand up at the 14th minute to honour Millie.
Yeah, it's great to honour Millie. It's great to honour the Starlight Foundation every year. And I'm just so proud of our players for getting behind it year in, year out. They really enjoy it, embrace it, promote it, and do such a good thing for such a good cause. Yeah, tonight's really special, obviously honouring Millie. She had a deep affection to the club, and that was, and in particular, Nat Fyfe.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the funeral earlier in the year. It was so sad. I never got to meet Millie, but I know she has she really enjoyed the time she got to spend with us, and we enjoyed having her around. And yeah, it's going to be special.
I mean, I love my sport, but sometimes I get frustrated at the silliness of it, you know. But it's nights like this that make you realise the part that it plays in our community.
Yeah, and I think our players really understand the part they play in it and the good that they can create, I suppose, from playing footy and the deeper connections you can make and the good you can assist. So it's a great cause. Mm. It's something that's really special to the Fremantle Football Club, and we do a really good job.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to redeem myself because otherwise, I've got a footy question. You ready?
Yeah,
I'm redeeming myself so you don't just think I'm looking at you like you're a piece of meat, Justin. Okay. From the 8 wins in 2021 that you've had with the Dockers, 7 of the wins have been against the bottom 10 teams. Jeez. So does that mean you have a bit of an uphill battle to come?
Bang.
Oh, wow.
It's a really good question.
I'm as surprised as you are.
Who wrote that for you?
Did I not do it myself?
No, legit. Yeah. Is it legitimately? Legit.
You've been watching amazing. Fox footy all week. I think it's a sign of where we are as a footy club and a team and the development of our younger group. It's probably a sign of our inconsistencies within our team as well, and we've played some good footy against good sides, but we haven't been able to do it for long enough, and poor quarters have let us down, so that's the challenge ahead of us. At the start of the year, my goal and our goal as a team was to improve our footy as the year goes on, and we get a chance to do that the last 6 weeks. We get a chance against some really good sides to see how much we've improved and see where we've got to improve if we don't get it done. And I mean, that's a that's a challenge as a footy team. You've just got to stay in the moment, improve week on week, and see where you come out at the end of the year.
It feels like a good time to play a game like this, right? It's time to start preparing yourself for the next stage, if that is hopefully finals.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like we're in a good spot. I feel like, you know, the engine room of our team, which is a midfield, is up for a challenge like this against a really seasoned, hard-bodied.
Excellent.
I just got a very. I was not expecting that look.
The look he just gave you.
Yeah, a really seasoned team.
That made me blush.
And a really mature team in Geelong. So, can't wait for it tonight.
North and Kimber.
Wow.
So great.
Are you sweating?
Oh, funny.
Coach, great to see you, mate.
Great to be in.
Now, limp on out of here.
I'm going to straight out of here today.
Good luck against the Cats tonight, mate. All the best.
Get on you. Pete, Matt and
Kimber. I was, I was sort of self-reflecting yesterday.
Oh.
And I was looking around the house at all the things that I've sort of chosen to surround myself with.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at them, you know, just on face value, it looks like I've chosen to... You know, I look like someone who's interested in self-improvement.
Fitter, happier, more productive, comfortable, not drinking too much, regular exercise at the gym, 3 days a week, getting on better with your associate employee contemporaries, eating well.
Yeah, all of that. Books, gym equipment, yoga mats, you know, crosswords, Sudokus. I don't do any of them. I'd never pick any of it up.
Like a house full of things that make you look really active and healthy and well.
Our bedhead, right? It's got quite a lot of space to put things in. And the novels that are in there. We've got Steinbeck. We've got all kinds of things. Never read any of them.
You're not the only one. Like, I totally get it.
Oh.
Like, on a Sunday, I'll buy the Sunday paper.
For the crossword.
Well, I know I'll bring it home and I'll read one or two pages and I get really bored, but I feel good about myself buying the Sunday paper.
Makes you feel like a grown up.
It does, yeah.
There's entire books of crosswords with one answer, like one line, one word.
You had a plan. You were like, I'm going to start these and then
sit
lost
down.
Interest.
I hear it's good for your brain health. I mean, even my dear old mum used to do the new idea crossword and get them out.
Yeah. But, you know, it also, people judge you on that stuff. I remember when I was younger and dating, and if you had someone come over to your place, well, they'd look straight in your bookcase.
Yes.
Mm. Straight, like, look at your DVD collection, check out what music you're listening to, make some judgments, think, can I continue through with this?
Well, that's why my life's such it's a fake, because all that stuff looks really good. It looks like I've got great taste in music.
Maddie's amazing on paper.
on paper? We're talking a catch. On paper? It's all fair call. Fair call.
Perth's funniest home videos.
Okay, is it back on the telly?
Oh, it's not quite. guys, we've all got cameras now, right? We've all got them on our phones, and they are better cameras than, you know, just about any sort of camera that you can walk in and buy. And they do everything, you know, panoramic shots, and I noticed with my camera, for example, on my phone, like, it's that finely tuned that it knows when it's looking at food.
Oh, really?
And it knows when it's looking at a person, and it knows when it's looking at dusk. You know what I mean? Because a little icon comes up in the top right-hand corner of the phone and it shows a little, like, food icon, for example.
Just in case you didn't know.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. I'm using that. I'm just walking up to inanimate objects, using it, going, is that edible?
Are you food?
This?
I don't know if it's got one for what I captured the other day, though. And it's a little bit of parenting guilt, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, oh, I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Uh-huh.
And we do our little loop in our local neighborhood. We grab the kids and they grab their bikes. And in particular, our three-year-old Izzy is starting to get very, very comfortable on the bike.
Uh-huh.
Very comfortable. To the point where she's now looking at hills and looking at the descent of the hill and going, I can take that.
I'm pretty sure I'm Evel Knievel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I've got it.
And the other day... she got to the top of this one particular hill and she goes, Mama, Dada, I'm the hill, which means I'm going to go down the hill.
Right.
And so we're like, oh, quick, get the phone out, get the film out. You know, we'll film it in slow motion. It'll look great. We'll capture, you know, the slow motion of her face, like smiling and the legs out and everything like that. Anyway,
halfway down the descent, she decides to cop the absolute biggest stack of her life and goes over the handlebars. There's a group of other people there on the corner of the street watching as well. But I was caught in between, I need to help this girl, but also I don't want to not capture this moment because it will be hilarious in slow motion.
Well, you can't stop it happening, so you might as well film it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, right? I mean...
You're exactly right. Because we were meters away.
That is not what the other people watching you were thinking. They were like, who is this rubbish parent?
I think they were pretty much watching it exactly as you said.
To paint the picture, it's in slow motion and it looks like Valentino Rossi losing it around the hairpin at Phillip Island.
Yeah, exactly. You know, spot on. But all I could think of later on down the track is that, you know, if not for the fact that we had social media, once upon a time, in fact, not that long ago, it would end up on this particular show. You've got less to make me smile. You're running an each of you. Capture all that style. But the thing that you do. Funny things you do. Australia. Australia. This is you. Dun, 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 dun.
Wow.
And Australia's probably, funniest home video show.
100%.
JoBeth Taylor.
JoBeth Taylor, that's right.
Probably would have won me the JVC video.
VCR.
And the camcorder.
Just so you can get that next one really professionally captured.
I mean, there'd be plenty of people out there who don't even know that show. That show was basically everyone sending in their home videos and winning those prizes. Do you know how many eps that thing ran for?
How many?
24 seasons.
Really?
Over 900 episodes.
Really?
That's
Doesn't
amazing.
That blow your mind? That I mean, it was pre-internet internet. These are viral videos that right now you just press it a click of a button. But at the time, you had to put your VHS tape into an envelope and send it off to
Hang on. Make sure you hit those little tabs so no one can record over the top of
yes,
it.
And a reply paid envelope if you wanted your video back.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't get your video back otherwise.
That is incredible. We want Perth's funniest home videos. The stuff that you've caught on camera. But at the same time, if you're actually somebody who remembers that show and you happen to get footage onto it from back in the day.
Okay.
Jessica and Pal Typhus, good morning. Perth's funniest home videos. What do you got?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. Look, when I was young, we went to Maripana Wildlife Park and my mum recorded my sister being boxed by a kangaroo. So she was patting the kangaroo and then the kangaroo started boxing her and my mum just kept recording.
Where's Danny Green when you need him?
Christian Dunn Craig, you won funniest home videos.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh Christy, nice. Tell us about it.
Details.
It was actually super boring. We just had our pug sitting at the dinner table, and thanks to John Blackman, who did a voiceover back in the day, he just did some funny thing, and we won $5,000.
Wow!
Went to Bali, and the pug stayed at home.
So John Blackman was actually the reason for your success?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And then my stepdad at the time got obsessed with, like, creating funny videos of, like, falling down a sand dune. And we never actually ended up winning anything more, but
Went
to Bali. Thank you very much.
Wasn't that the case? And I think producer Janine was mentioning this earlier that like half the time the videos on Australia's funniest home videos weren't actually funny.
No.
Well, and half of them were not Australian.
I think really?
I reckon that they took them from around the world and then the Australian winners were kind of.
I'm funny voiceover.
Well, how would you know?
What are you doing?
And also, you didn't really win unless someone got hit in the plums.
Yes, yeah, right.
That's right.
Sue in Mullaloo, good morning. Perth's funniest home videos, but let's go to Australia's as well. Talk us through this one.
My family and I went to Bali and my mum in her 50s, or my mother-in-law, decided she'd do a little snip of parasailing. And so we were watching her and then my dad was videoing, or my father-in-law was videoing it. And as Mum came in to land, the little Balinese man decided to try and catch her. And as you said a few minutes ago, Kimber, it was definitely right in the plum.
Oh.
Yeah, they both they both clashed together and went flying for a wee bit. And, yeah, my dad caught it on video. And, yes, they won the camcorder and the VCR.
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Whack it in the old JVC VCR!
Yeah. good on you, Sue.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call, mate.
Spend so much time trying to find great content. Ah, it's easier than that.
Matt, come here. Just stand
Whack
there.
Whack me in the plums.
Have faith.
Believe. I must have faith. Ooh, I can have faith. Do not lose your hope.
Your turn, mate.
I'm up.
You're up.
Kimber is up.
Hit me with the general knowledge question.
Yes, we will. We will.
I'm looking forward to it.
You're feeling you're in a great mood today, I have to say. You've got good energy.
So surprising. I've had not much sleep.
Is that what it is?
Terrible sleep.
Okay.
Running on fumes.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. But you know, I like being here. I'm happy.
But you know what's good about this competition, though, is that it's not about whether you win or lose. It's about how the caller plays the game.
That's yes. right.
Mm.
Yeah, of course, because you have the opportunity to have faith in me and say, Kimber's going to know the answer to that. I know she yeah. will. Or go, she's not going to know.
Or not, yeah.
She just won't know.
All right, I'm just waiting. Okay, here we go. Paul in Ascot, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Paul, how's your day today?
Very good, thanks. Very good.
Oh, there you go. Vibey. See, we're all vibey.
Okay. Love it. Okay, Kimber, leave, please.
See ya.
Is Justin still out there?
How's things going in Burswood this morning, Paul?
Yeah, it's a bit rainy, a bit windy, but good.
All right, my friend. Now, you know how the game works. We're going to give Kimber a question from a particular category, and you're going to tell us whether you think she'll know the answer or not. The category today is it's AFL footy, but particularly the gentleman we were just talking about, Justin Longmuir. What do you think? Do you think Kimber would know a question related to that or not?
I am unfortunately going to say, well, not full, unfortunately, I'm going to say I don't have faith.
Right, okay.
Because she's not a very sporty person.
No. No,
I mean, that's fair.
That's a fair call.
But, yeah. I mean, in fairness to her, though, she has been studying Justin for the last couple of days quite closely.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, lock that in. Let's bring her back.
Okay, here she comes. We must stay stum, Paul.
Would it?
Okay.
All righty.
Oh, look at her. She's so ready for this. Okay.
I'm so ready to epically fail.
No, I don't think so. I think this is a subject you're very familiar with and getting better at it all the time. Your topic today is Justin Longmuir.
You idiots. You absolute idiots. And what am I going to know about Justin Longmuir other than the fact he's got a good swagger?
It's a yes or no question. Is he hot? No, that's... this is your question, Kimber.
Hot.
What year did Justin Longmuir play his first AFL game?
Oh, no, I think we play it in our intro.
We do. Mm.
He was drafted...
Oh, this is good. Cogs are turning.
Oh, they're turning because I think this is somewhere tucked away
it
in the recesses.
Sure. Paul, without giving anything away, would you know the answer to this?
No, I wouldn't.
No, I don't think I would either.
I'm trying to think how old he is and work backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was young. I think it was something like he was 19 or 20 or something
when he was drafted.
Yeah. Like mm-hmm. it was young.
It was against Geelong too, which is, you know, they're playing tonight.
And I don't think he's that, like, I think he's only like... I'm trying to work out his age.
Oh, he'd be perfect for you. 24 and 40.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm kind of thinking.
Go on.
I'm going to go with 19. Oh, was that too early? 1999.
No,
I'm thinking. I'm 40.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Finished school
when did you play your first game of AFL?
Well, I finished school in 97. I would have been 17. I reckon, I think that the audio intro, I think we say he was drafted when he was 19.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you sure you're not getting that mixed up with 1999? Like
I absolutely
19,
could
yeah.
be.
Okay.
I could totally, of course, clearly. Okay, you know what? I have to lock something in.
Yeah,
I'm going to say
1999 is what you're going with. Now, I have the opener here. That's what we call the little produced piece that we play before we talk to him. His little intro.
Man.
Let's find out.
He was the club's number two draft pick in 1998. And these days...
No, wait. He was drafted in 98.
But...
he played his first AFL game round 22 against Geelong in 1999.
Oh, Kimber! Yeah! Oh, wait, hang on. Paul?
Yes, Kimber?
Did you have faith in me?
Knowing what you know about sport, unfortunately I didn't.
No!
But I am very impressed with you.
And Paul, and that would have been so legit because I appreciate that you know I know nothing about sport. You're clearly a regular listener. But, oh, come on.
Well, when you did 98, I was praying.
Kimber, surely, like I know that you've got a set of tickets to tonight.
Yeah, that you could give to Paul.
Whatever you want to do.
Hey, Paul. Yep. Do you want my tickets to go?
Oh, that would be awesome. Thank you very much indeed. Oh, Kimber, I love you.
Oh, good on
Thanks
you,
for playing, Paul.
Lovely. Thank you, guys.
Good on you, mate.
I can't believe that. And normally well that would have been done. An absolute good decision by Paul to not back me on that.
Totally. Yeah.
Oh, JL. See, maybe I do know more about him then. Now, guys, I'm a big animal lover.
You are.
Love animals. Not as big on the birds. Okay. Like, birds are kind of like, they're all right. I just don't really think much about them. You know what
no,
I mean? They're,
right.
they're not as cute and whatever. But went to a friend's house for dinner last week, and they have birds that live in their home. They got two birds.
Okay.
And one of them was a pink cockatoo.
Mm.
And it was stunning, absolutely stunning. It's this kind of beautiful breasted bird with, like, it's all pink and peach. All of its hair is like, is it hair or fur?
Feathers.
Feathers.
Feathers, yeah.
Hair
really
or
don't
fur.
Think about birds much,
I don't think about birds, Pete.
No.
I'm telling the truth. And so, but this bird, I mean, it's gorgeous. Yeah. And it's kind of like cockatoo bit.
It's got that crest.
That crest is
the crown.
Unreal.
Yeah.
It's okay. Beautiful, bright reds and oranges, and it's a gorgeous bird. Now, I was learning about birds on the night because this bird was sitting on my friend's shoulder while she was getting some cups of tea and things in the kitchen.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, does a bird just hang out with you all the time? And she went, yeah, yeah. And birds choose a person. So apparently if you have them in your home and they're allowed out of the cage and they can hang out with you, they kind of pick a person that they enjoy the most, and that's the person that they'll stay on the shoulder of.
Okay, like a pirate.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's like, this bird chose me, and so this bird follows me around the house. This is how we operate. And she said, oh, no, I need to change my jumper because, you know, when it's on this knit jumper, it gets a little bit, gets in and starts pecking at it a bit.
Oh, it likes it. Okay.
Yeah, right? Yep. So she's like, it damages my clothes. And I was like, but how do you stop it pooing on you? Because, you know, like, you're going to carry a bird on your shoulder. There's high risk.
Mm.
And she said, oh, no, we've trained it. And the bird knows. And so what the bird does is kind of backs off the edge of her shoulder and then pops its bum over the side and poos directly onto the floor.
Yeah, been there. Yeah,
That sounds great because it protects your sweater and your clothes. But you have got bird poo on the floor that you have to contend with.
Okay.
Right? And I was like, okay, cool. But I'm not really something I'd want to do, but okay, how often does the bird poo?
Mm.
She says, this bird, somewhere between every 6 to 8 minutes.
Wow.
6 to 8 minutes.
That is a good digestive system.
How is a bird of standard size consuming enough to do a poo every 6 to 8 minutes while it's hanging out with you in the house?
Well, all they do is eat, right? That's all they do.
But there's not much going on. It's a bit of grain and a bit of seed.
Mm.
And could you do that? Like, I'm thinking
poo
this
every 6 to 8 minutes.
No. This bird was beautiful, but there is no way I'm dealing with anything in my life that poos every 6 minutes.
No,
I do. I've got a 3-year-old.
They don't poo every 6 minutes.
Oh, Izzy does. I reckon I change her nappy with a poop in it probably half a dozen times a day.
What?
And it may as well be every 6 to 8 minutes.
And that's what's so wonderful about being a child or an animal. It's just having that freedom to go, you know what, I need to go.
And just in the
just
kitchen straight off someone's shoulder. Yeah.
Sorry. Shoot the messenger. Pete, Matt and Kimber. You're familiar with the term hubris.
Greek, but if I'm not.
Great word.
Let's just say someone wasn't.
Big. Isn't that what you put on toast? Big word in ancient Greek theatre. Like, all of their plays were basically about the kings showing hubris, which is basically pride, and then the gods punishing them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's hubris. And I got copped with a bit of it the other day.
Oh.
I don't think that I play the hi, I'm Matt Dictinsky, I'm on the radio card.
Don't you know who I am?
No, I don't. I don't do that. But my wife and I, my beautiful wife T and I, were making a sizable purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked into this place, and I mean, I don't like spending money at the best of times. I mean, as you know, I'm wearing secondhand clothes as we speak.
Yes.
And my mum would say he's very careful with his money. That one. So we're in this place, and I hear that they've got Mix playing, Mix 94.5.
Oh, okay.
Now, normally my wife T would handle all that sort of stuff.
She does purchasing and all the details.
You know, the details, contact details. I heard Mix playing and I thought, I'll take this one, love.
It's my time to shine.
You never know, because it's expensive and I don't like spending money. And I thought, oh no, I'm not expecting to get anything for free.
No.
But I just thought maybe if they're fans, they might at least make sure that they give us really, you know, good advice.
Oh, they might throw in a little something extra.
You never know.
Maybe delivery.
You
Who
never
knows?
Know. So I'll get this one. And I said, yes, please do get in contact. And it's Matt Dictinsky. And, I know the surname, right? No one's asking me your funny surname, but I'm like, oh, yeah, the surname. DYKTYNSKI. And nothing. And I thought,
did you go, oh, it's been such a long day. I mean, I get up really early.
Yeah, I should have done. But what I was really thinking is, geez, I need Pete Corelli.
How does Pete do it?
No, you don't need Pete Corelli. In that particular situation, you actually need Mila Corelli.
Ah.
Here's the secret sauce, right? If you've got a 5-year-old tailing you,
yes,
and she knows that you're on the radio, she makes sure that a lot of people know you're on radio as well. Ah. So there's been plenty of times where we've been at the shops getting ready to buy something, and just for no reason, I'll be at the cash register paying, and my daughter will go, my daddy's on the radio.
Right.
That's Mila. What's missing, mate. You can borrow her.
Okay, yeah. That's what I need.
That's what you need.
Because I'm getting nothing.
No.
I'm getting nothing. And these are people who listen.
Uh-huh. DYK.
Either that or maybe go back and try it again when a promo's playing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pete Bad.
Oh, it's so weird hearing my voice
in
this store.
Oh, my God. So strange. Hubris. Pete Bad.